Gluten-free, organic, and GMO-free are terms that have begun to appear more and more frequently as people around the country take a closer look at their eating habits. At Sunshine Organics, a new local business has stepped into the market to provide for people looking for organic and whole foods.
I kind of wanted to bring health and wellness to the community and have a lot of good stuff available that I like, not only good food, but from good sources.
That's Heather Krompacki, owner of Sunshine Organics. She says opening the store is the realization of a long-held passion. Sunshine Organics is in the same building that once housed the Arctic Cat dealership the family owned, but it's undergone an extensive makeover. Black and gray decor has been replaced with bright colors and inspirational quotations painted on the floor. Heather says that the store is meant to be more than just a place to buy healthy food.
I have a lot of different just kind of wellness-oriented stuff. There's books on health and nutrition and healing. There are stones, crystals. I have essential oils. I have a lot of different herbs, bulk herbs, encapsulated herbs. I have vitamins, minerals, you know, protein powders for smoothies, lots of fresh produce, a little bit of everything.
While at Sunshine Organics, I spoke to some of the regular customers. Jessica Talbot says that the store offers an alternative to traveling into the Lower Valley in order to get the food that she enjoys.
I've been doing a lot of research lately. It's always good to support local business. And just the product that she's got available. It's nice to be able to get them up here as opposed to driving somewhere else miles and miles and miles away.
I found Matt Walker browsing the produce cooler, filling bags with greens, apples, and other fruits and veggies. He says the produce, as well as some of the other products offered, fit well with the diet he and his family have chosen.
We eat paleo. We eat the ancestral diet. And a lot of those kinds of things are available here. Things like nut flours instead of grain flours, that sort of thing.
With a variety of diet choices ranging from gluten-free and vegan to paleo, Heather Krompacki says that much of her stocking is done based on what people ask her for, but that there's also a fair bit of overlap.
I like looking at a lot of whole food aspects, you know, and try and have a good variety of stuff. And if there's something particular that people come in and ask for that I don't have, then I get it. I do my best to get it.
With more and more people nationwide looking more closely at what they eat, Heather says it's important to approach a change in diet in the right way.
The best thing is, if you just look at converting your diet to whole foods, if there's certain things that you're really attached to that are processed food, you know, look and see what other options are out there that are something similar. You know, I don't think it's a good idea to deprive yourself of the treats, because then it kind of puts your body into, you know, thinking you really need that treat.
As examples, Heather shows me organic chips and other snacks that she says can make good transition foods. Eventually, she hopes to start using the facility to host classes, which include things like nutrition for those looking to make a change in diet. For now, she's quite content to provide an alternative to a long drive for those looking for everything from quinoa to crystals. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.